The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Donald Trump starting to read from script, which most probably minimizes the gaffes, and he's gone to Mexico. Harley.
Very interesting day, because most people think that when President Enrique Peña Nieto invited Donald Trump to come to Mexico, he wouldn't go, but he surprised him and went. And it proved to be Trump's most presidential moment so far, for sure. They had a meeting. They both came out of it standing side by side, as leaders of countries do, you know. And they both talked about, it was a constructive and an open and an honest meeting, that sort of thing. And they both made points, and both had areas of agreement. Trump said both nations have a sovereign right to erect a wall, physical border, or something like that, barrier to illegal immigrants. Peña said essentially the same thing, that he agreed that countries have the right to control their borders. Paying for it didn't come up this time. And President Peña said was looking for a little respect. Didn't like the kind of talk that we've heard from Trump over the last year about Mexicans, and he said it. He said, they're looking for some respect, and they expect to get it. Mm. Trump will be making a major speech tonight in Arizona about immigration. The ingredients of that meeting are expected to dominate it. I thought the most important thing that Trump did today is he showed that he could move not only in directions that Mexico may want him to do, but also give them something that they really want. Peña clearly wanted commitments from Trump to fight the flow of U.S. money and weapons south to the cartels. And he got that. Trump said he'd even be open to joint operations to dismantle the cartels. That's a sort of strong thing. Now, NAFTA, they don't agree on. Trump said NAFTA has been too good for Mexico, not good enough for the U.S.
That's the North Atlantic Free Trade Agreement, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Peña said trade's not a zero-sum game, of course, but he did sound like he's open to reforming NAFTA, and they'll change it down the road. So all in all, I mean, it was obviously some diplomacy at work and some I'd have to call it statesmanship. I mean,
yeah, and Trump showing that he does understand issues, a bit of depth to it as well, yes, rather than just rhetoric. This lovely story, the act of kindness.
Yeah, it always ripples far and farther and wider than you'd think. I mean, Florida State University wide receiver Travis Rudolph, big strapping football player, was visiting Montford Middle School in Tallahassee, Florida. There in the cafeteria was this young boy eating all alone. So he went over and he joined him, and they talked about all kinds of things, quietly, no fanfare, nothing to it, really. The boy, Bo Paskey, turns out, is autistic. He almost always eats alone because the other kids avoid him. His mom said, with tears of gratitude running down her face, for one day her son was treated like anyone, and Travis Rudolph, she said, has fans for life.
Oh, stop it. There's people crying. That's a beautiful story. That is a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing it.
Sure.
Wonderful. Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30.